house in Paris that was covered with vines lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. They left the house at 9:30 in two straight lines in rain or shine. The smallest one was Madeline. She was not afraid of mice. She loved winter, snow, and ice. To the tiger in the zoo, Madeline just said, "Poo-poo." And nobody knew so well how to frighten Miss Clavel. Until the day she slipped and fell. Poor Madeline would now be dead, but for a dog that kept its head and dragged her safe from a watery grave. From now on, I hope you will listen to me. And here is a cup of chamomile tea. Good night, little girls. I hope you sleep well.
Good night, dear Miss Clavel.
Miss Clavel turned out the light. After she left, there was a fight about where the dog should sleep that night. The new pupil was ever so helpful and clever. The dog loved biscuits, milk, and beef, and they named it Genevieve. She could sing and almost talk and enjoyed the daily walk. Soon the snow began to fly. Inside it was warm and dry, and 6 months passed quickly by. When the 1st of May came near, there was nervousness each year, for on that day there arrived a collection of trustees for the annual inspection. The inspection was most thorough, much to everybody's sorrow.
Tip, tip, whatever can that be? Tip, tip, come out and let me see. Damn me, it's a dog. Isn't there a rule that dogs aren't allowed in school? Miss Clavel, get rid of it, please, said the president of the board of trustees.
Yes, but the children love her so, said Miss Clavel. Please don't make her go.
I dare say, said Lord Cuckooface. I mean, duh, it's a perfect disgrace for young ladies to embrace this creature of uncertain race. Off with you. Go on. Run. Skit. Go and don't come back.
Madeline jumped on a chair. Lord Cuckooface, she said, beware. Miss Genevieve, noblest dog in France, you shall have your vengeance. It's no use crying or talking. Let's get dressed and go out walking. The sooner we're ready, the sooner we'll leave. The sooner we'll find Miss Genevieve. They went looking high and low, and every place a dog might go. In every place they called her name, but no one answered to the same. The gendarme said,
"We don't believe we've seen a dog like Genevieve."
Hours after they had started, they came back home broken-hearted. Oh, Genevieve, where can you be? Genevieve, please come back to me. In the middle of the night, Miss Clavel turned on the light and said, "Something is not right." An old street lamp shed its light on Miss Genevieve outside. She was
petted, she was fed, and everybody went to bed. Good night, little girls. I hope you sleep well. Good night, dear Miss Clavel. Miss Clavel turned out the light, and again there was a fight, as each little girl cried, Genevieve is mine tonight. For a second time that night, Miss Clavel turned on her light, and afraid of a disaster, she ran fast and even faster. If there's one more fight about Genevieve, I'm sorry, but she'll have to leave. That was the end of the riot. Suddenly, all was quiet. For the third time that night, Miss Clavel turned on the light, and to her surprise, she found that suddenly there was enough hound to go all around.